You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 16 says, "So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words." Now, this seems negative to women in general, and also just a little weird with this phrase, forbidden. Forbidden here probably has the connotation of a foreigner or one who's prohibited. And a foreigner doesn't mean a foreigner nationally. The Bible is not against interracial relationships. Forbidden means that she's from another family, foreign from another family. And you see this because it says, "Who forsakes the companion of her youth, who forgets the covenant of her God with her God." So she's left her marriage. She's relegated the covenant with God to something that doesn't matter. And then it says, "For her house sinks down to death and her paths to the departed." And that word departed is a picture probably of some kind of underworld in the Hebrew. And it says, "None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life." All who come to her is probably a pun for sexual relations, saying that her gate is a way to death, or her vagina, if you will, is even a gateway to death. That's the graphicness almost of the way the Hebrew reads here. And I know that might be a little graphic, but my point is to try to make the point of the text. And so here's what this is saying, that a person of wisdom will come to understand not just that there are people who will lead you down wrong paths, but that there's a forbidden woman who has smooth words, who's forsaken all that is good and right in her relationship and forgets the relationship with God and has invited you into a relationship, and that relationship will lead you to death and to a pathway that is just full of destruction. Now, certainly, I don't think Proverbs is singling out women. Again, we have to remember that this is probably written as an instruction book to young men, to almost teenage men who are coming of age. And so it's pointing out a category and saying one of the foolish things that you can do in life is negate the relationship dynamic that the Bible calls for, which is one man, one woman for a lifetime, and either cheat on somebody who has been in another relationship or cheat on your own spouse. And certainly this is both men and women. But here's the wisdom, is to recognize and be able to say what is forbidden. And what is forbidden is whatever is not yours by covenant, whatever has not been publicly, permanently declared to be your spouse, is outside of the realm of wisdom in the scriptures and outside the realm of wisdom inside our culture. Now, go back to what we saw in yesterday's proverb in chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, where these people will say things that are perverse, they'll take a wrong path, they'll rejoice in what God calls sin. And these just phrases and are unclear in their direction will appear right. Give us again just a window into the way that so often people will talk about sexuality. They'll say, is it really that bad? And then look at the path. Nothing bad's happened to me. It's crooked. And they'll rejoice in what the Bible calls sin, rather than simply saying God has a way that is right and good. So the adulteress is smooth in her words. Now, why is this here? And this will come back up in chapters 5 and 7. But that is, there will be full of flattery, full of invitation, seduction, things that will make you say, maybe this isn't so bad, maybe this isn't such a bad thing, maybe this doesn't need to be forbidden, maybe it's okay. And the wisdom here is just to say, value and prioritize the beauty of a marital relationship. whether you're single, whether you're married, wherever you are, prioritize that, because that is something that brings human flourishing to life.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.